Well, it is an honor to have Pastor Mario with us all the way from Guatemala this morning. Many of you know that we have a ministry in Guatemala. We have a full-time missionary down there, Chris Schaaf, who's been down there for 20-plus years. Chris first started with Pastor Mario in Guatemala with a children's program in Pronia. Pronia is a small community outside of Guatemala City. It's got, I think, 70,000 people in a two-square-mile area. It's a very impoverished area, and there's a lot of gang crime. So it's been a blessing for us to have a ministry there. We have a children's program. We own several buildings there. Pastor Mario and his wife, Gladys, have been instrumental in everything that we've been able to accomplish in Pronia. Gladys actually oversees the school that meets in one of our buildings, and so we're providing education for some of the children down there. And we have children's programs throughout the week, and we feed them a small meal. And so it's just been a blessing. And Pastor Mario's been a blessing to me personally and to us as a church. And so I want to welcome Pastor Mario in just a moment. Also, I want to let you know that our very own Ramon Fuchs will be interpreting this morning. So let's welcome Pastor Mario and Ramon.
Good morning, beloved sisters and brothers. My name is Mario. I can't remember how many times I visited you, maybe 12 or something like this. And I really enjoy my time here. Thanks for your love and kindness. And please receive blessings and grateful from Guatemala. The people in Guatemala is very grateful with you. As Pastor Gary explained, we are doing many things there. For example, we have a church in Peronia area. Now I am just overseeing the church. We have a local pastor there. And we have the school. It's a Rema Christian School. It's the name of the school. My wife, Gladys, she's the principal there. And we are really enjoy this partnership with you. And thanks again. Are you ready, my friend? Muy bien. Quiero agradecer la oportunidad de estar acá.
I'm very grateful for the opportunity of being here.
Con Ramón, mi amigo y hermano.
With Ramón, my friend and my brother.
Gracias, Ramón. Yo quisiera empezar el día de hoy diciéndoles o contando una historia.
I want to start the day today by telling you a story. Oh, here I am.
It's okay? Okay. Yo quisiera contarles una historia que un pastor americano contó.
I'm lost again. That a American pastor told.
Acerca de una mamá que el día domingo tenía que levantar a su hijo de la cama todos los días, domingos.
About a mother who had to make her child get up in the morning on Sunday.
El hijo no quería ir a la iglesia el día domingo.
Her son did not want to go to church.
Y ella le decía, vamos hijo, es hora de ir a la iglesia, vamos adelante.
Come on son, it's time to go to church, let's go forward.
¿Le parece familiar la historia a mamá?
Does that seem like a familiar story of that mother?
Y la mamá le decía, hijo, vamos, pero le quiero contar que el hijo tenía más de 35 años.
And the mother said, come on, son, let's go, but I have to tell you, the son was 35 years old.
Pero eso no es lo divertido. Esto no es lo divertido.
That's not what is funny.
Le dijo, hijo, recuerda que tú eres el pastor.
Remember, son, you are the pastor.
Y él le decía, es que no quiero ir porque las personas son muy apáticas, las personas no quieren nada de Dios.
I don't want to go because the people, they're just mean and they don't want nothing to do with God.
Yo no sé por qué viene usted a la iglesia.
I don't even know why you want to go to church.
Podemos tener respuestas bastante religiosas como yo vengo a buscar la presencia de Dios o vengo a alabar a Dios. Podemos tener respuestas religiosas.
We have religious answers.
Como yo vengo a alabar a Dios.
Like I'm coming to praise God.
O puede decir, yo voy el domingo porque tengo que servir.
Or I can say, I go on Sundays because I have to serve.
Y no es que esté mal servir.
There's nothing wrong with serving God.
Pero si usted viene a la iglesia solo porque tiene que servir,
but if you come only because you want to serve,
usted está haciendo algo bueno por razones equivocadas.
You're doing good things for the wrong reasons.
Es muy importante que nosotros entendamos el por qué estamos aquí.
We need to understand why we're here.
En Guatemala es un país religioso, tradicional.
Guatemala is a religious country, very traditional.
Y hay muchas personas que van a la iglesia el día domingo.
And there's a lot of people that go to church on Sundays.
La mayoría de personas en Guatemala son cristianas.
The majority of people in Guatemala are Christians.
Pero sus vidas el día lunes son exactamente iguales que los que no lo son.
But their Monday is exactly the same as their Sunday.
Their lives in Sunday.
Their lives on Sunday is the same as their life on Monday.
Y entonces deberíamos de pensar por qué venimos a la iglesia.
So then we need to think, why do we come to church?
Pareciera que ahora nosotros los padres tenemos que reevangelizar.
It seems like us as the parents, we have to re-evangelize
a nuestros hijos,
our children,
de convencerlos que vayan a la iglesia,
to convince them to go to church,
de darles una razón por la cual deberían de venir acá.
They should
dar una razón.
We need to give them a reason to want to come,
para que estén aquí,
so that they'll be here.
¿Es similar aquí en Estados Unidos?
Is that similar here in the United States?
Estamos en peligro de perder la iglesia.
We are in danger of losing the church.
Recuerde en el libro de Jueces lo que pasó cuando muere Josué.
Remember in the book of Judges when
Joshua died.
When Joshua died.
Recuerda que el pueblo se perdió porque no tenían quien fuera su líder.
The city was lost because they had no leader.
Y constantemente va a escuchar palabras en la Biblia que dicen,
and you constantly hear words in the Bible that say,
y el pueblo hizo lo malo,
and the city did the wrong thing or the bad thing,
y Dios los entregó en manos de sus enemigos,
and God sent them into the hands of their enemies.
Así que es importante que pensemos,
so it's important that we think,
¿por qué estamos aquí?
Why are we here?
Así que quiero invitarle a que vayamos a nuestra Biblia, Génesis capítulo 28.
So go to your Bible, Genesis chapter 28.
Y versículo 10.
The 10th verse. I'm going to read it in English.
Del 10. Is Genesis 28, verse 10.
Verse 10 through 12.
To 12.
Verses 28. Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a certain place and spent the night there. Because the sun had set, he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head, and lay down in the place. And he had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth, which its top reaching to heaven, and behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
¿Está usted familiarizado con esta historia?
Are you familiar with that story?
Jacobo está huyendo de su hermano.
Jacob is running from his brother.
Su hermano Esaú lo quiere matar.
His brother wants to kill him.
¿Usted recuerda cuál era la profesión de Esaú?
Do you remember the confession of Saul?
Esaú era un cazador.
Saul was a hunter.
Y Esaú quería matarlo, lo estaba persiguiendo para asesinarlo.
And he was chasing his brother because he wanted to kill him.
Porque Jacob lo había engañado.
Because Jacob had lied to him, he had tricked him.
¿Recuerda la historia?
Do you remember the story?
Jacob está en un momento crítico de su vida.
Jacob is in a critical point in his life.
Él no estaba en una iglesia como esta buscando de Dios.
He wasn't in a church like this looking for God.
Y los méritos de Jacob eran muy cuestionables.
And los qué?
Méritos.
And the merits of Jacob were
very questionable.
Were very what? Questionable. Were very okay. Were very questionable. Okay.
¿Qué mérito tenía Jacob?
What merit did Jacob have?
Él era un mentiroso, un engañador.
He was a liar and a cheater.
Él estaba robándole a su hermano.
He was stealing from his brother.
Engañó a su propio padre.
He lied and his own father.
Él no es alguien tan espiritual, ¿no le parece?
He was not very spiritual. What do you think?
¿Qué méritos tienes tú?
What merits do you have?
¿Cuál es tu currículum? ¿Conoces? Your CV?
Your what?
Tu hoja de vida.
Tu hoja de vida.
Sí, tu currículum.
What is your curriculum of life?
¿Cuál es tu presentación delante de Dios?
What is your presentation in the presence of God?
Le voy a dar tiempo para que haga la lista.
I'm going to give you time to think about it.
Pero quizás en la lista va a encontrar las razones por las cuales usted no debería de estar aquí.
But maybe in the list you're going to find reasons why you shouldn't be here.
Es muy difícil que tú encuentres una razón por la cual tú puedas estar aquí.
It's hard to find a reason why you should be here.
Excepto por el amor de Dios.
Except for the love of God.
Y su misericordia.
And his mercy. Amen.
Jacob no entendía lo que estaba pasando.
Jacob didn't understand what was going on.
Él estaba huyendo y estaba en un lugar en donde tuvo que dormir sobre una piedra.
He was running and he found a place where he ended up having to sleep on a rock.
¿Qué le pasaba a Jacob allí?
What was wrong with Jacob?
Parecía que su vida estaba de cabeza.
It looked like his life was upside down.
Y el Señor me habló que hoy iban a venir personas con su vida totalmente de cabeza.
And the Lord told me that there's going to be a lot of people with their lives upside down coming today.
Que no entienden qué está pasando.
They don't understand what is going on.
Que están en medio de una crisis.
They're in the middle of a crisis.
Yo te quiero dar una palabra de esperanza el día de hoy.
I want to give you a word of encouragement and of faith for today.
Si usted lee el texto bíblico,
if you read the biblical text,
usted va a ver que Dios le habló a Jacob.
You're going to see that God spoke to Jacob.
Y le dijo que iba a estar con él.
And told him he would be with him.
Jacob no tenía mérito alguno, pero Dios le habló.
Jacob had no merit whatsoever, but God still spoke to him.
¿Recuerda cuál es el nombre del padre de Jacob?
Do you remember the name of the father of Jacob?
Do you remember the name? Isaac. ¿Cuál era el mérito de Isaac? ¿Cuál era el mérito de Isaac?
What was Isaac's merit?
¿Por qué recibió él la promesa?
Why did he get the promise?
Porque era hijo de Abraham.
¿Por qué? Because he was the son of Abraham.
¿Por qué recibes tú las promesas de Dios?
Why do you receive the promises of God?
Porque eres su hijo.
Because you're his son. Because of his son.
Tú eres hijo de Dios.
You are a child.
Ese es tu único mérito.
That's the only merit that you
have. Esa es la razón por la cual estamos en este lugar.
That's the reason that we're here.
Porque él tuvo misericordia.
Because he had mercy.
Y él te trajo a este lugar.
And he brought you to this place.
Tú no viniste aquí, Dios te trajo.
You didn't come here, he brought you.
Él te invitó.
He invited you.
Preparó todo el camino.
He prepared everything for you.
Para que hoy tengas un encuentro con él.
Because so that you could have an encounter with him.
Porque lo primero que sucede,
because the first thing that happens
en este lugar, que es la iglesia,
in this place, in the church,
es tener un encuentro con Dios.
Is to have an encounter with God.
Él quiere tener una conexión contigo.
And he can have a
connection.
A connection with you. I don't hear so good.
No, no problem.
You still love me.
We are a team. Dios quiere tener conexión contigo.
God wants to have a connection with you.
¿Recuerda usted el sueño que tuvo Jacob? Era una escalera que llegaba de la tierra hacia el cielo.
Do you remember the dream that Jacob had? There was a ladder from earth to heaven.
Una conexión entre la tierra y el cielo.
A connection between heaven and earth.
Y Dios hablando desde el cielo, diciéndole a Jacob, voy a estar contigo.
And God said to Jacob, I'm going to be with you.
Dios quiere tener conexión contigo hoy.
God wants to have a connection with you.
Y él
today
te dice aquí y ahora.
And he says, here and now.
Voy a estar contigo siempre.
I will always be with you.
Siempre voy a estar contigo.
I will always be with you.
Siempre te voy a amar.
I will always love you.
Siempre voy a estar pendiente de ti.
I'm always going to, you're always going to be in my thoughts.
Porque él es tu padre.
Because I'm your father.
Cuando venimos a la iglesia, when tenemos que recordar que es para tener conexión con Dios.
When we come to church, we have to remember that it's come, we've come to make connection with God.
Cuando Jacob despierta,
when Jacob woke up
de su sueño,
from his dream,
él cambia el nombre de ese lugar y le llama Betel.
He changes the name of the place to Bethel.
Betel significa casa de Dios.
Bethel means house of God.
Recuerda, Beth es casa.
Beth is house.
Y El es contracción de Elohim, que es Dios.
And El is the contraction of Elohim, which means God.
Casa de Dios.
House of God.
Algunas personas creen que pueden tener buena conexión con Dios en la iglesia.
Some people think they can just have a good connection with God in church.
Esa es como una moda entre los jóvenes en Guatemala.
This is like the going thing for the young people in Guatemala.
Piensan que la iglesia no es importante.
They think that church is not important.
Pero la palabra de Dios dice que la iglesia es la novia.
But the word of God says that the church is the bride.
De Jesucristo.
Of Jesus Christ.
Es importante la iglesia.
Is the church is important.
Claro que puedes tener conexión orando en tu casa o orando en el carro.
You can have connections by praying in your house and in your car.
Pero Dios ha dado este lugar para que tú tengas una conexión especial.
But God has given this place so that you have a special connection.
¿Dónde están los demonios aquí?
Where are the devils here?
¿Dónde están los problemas en este lugar?
Where are the outside problems?
Yo
in
no
this
los
place?
Puedo ver.
I can't see them.
Yo solo puedo ver la misericordia de Dios.
I just see the mercy of God.
Por eso es que Dios te ha dado este lugar.
Because God gave you this place.
Para que tengas una conexión con Dios.
So that you can have a connection with God.
Este es lugar para que tu vida cambie.
This is a place of change where you can come to change.
Este es lugar donde unimos nuestra fe.
This is a place where we all come together
para adorar a Dios y proclamar que Él es nuestro Padre.
And to adore a God, our Lord and our Father.
¿Entiende la importancia de la iglesia?
Do you see now the importance of the church?
Tú no puedes servir en un vacío sin gente.
You can't serve in a place without people.
Necesitas amar a las personas.
You have to love the people.
Y es la iglesia el lugar correcto para amar.
And the church is the place to love. It's the correct place to love.
Porque aquí nos conocemos y sabemos nuestros defectos.
Because here we know each other and we know our defects, our defects.
Bueno, usted no tiene defectos, pero en Guatemala sí un poco.
You people don't have defects, but in Guatemala we do.
Dios quiere tener también una conversación contigo.
God wants to speak with you.
Dios le habló a Jacob.
God spoke to Jacob.
Y le habla.
And he speaks.
Para que él cambie su vida.
So that he would change his life.
¿Está escuchando al Espíritu Santo?
Are you listening to the Holy Spirit?
Usted está aquí porque Dios quiere hablarle para que su vida cambie.
You're here because God wants your life to change through the Holy Spirit.
Que sea mejor cada vez.
That it would be better every single time.
Usted está aquí porque Dios quiere hablarte profundamente.
You're here because God wants to talk with you very deeply.
Déjeme poner un ejemplo.
Let me give you an example.
De qué tipo de conversación puede tener con Dios.
Of what kind of conversation you can have with God.
Primero.
First.
Usted puede tener una conversación con Él para saber si va en la dirección correcta.
You can have a conversation with Him so that you can find out if you're going in the right direction.
Recuerdo hace un par de años.
I remember a couple of years ago.
Vine con mi esposa y mis hijos acá a la iglesia.
I came with my wife and children here to this church.
Y antes de venir a la iglesia fuimos a Disney.
And before coming here we went to Disney.
Nuestro vuelo llegó a la medianoche.
Our flight came in at midnight.
Y renté un carro.
And And I rented a car.
Fuimos a la renta autos.
I went to the car rental place.
Y yo había pedido un carro con GPS.
And I asked for a car with GPS.
Cuando llegué me dijeron, no hay carros con GPS.
When he got there, they had no cars with GPS.
Era la una o dos de la mañana y yo no sabía dónde estaba.
It was like one or two in the morning and I had no idea where I was.
Entonces, traté de recordar el camino.
So then I tried to remember the way.
Tomé la autopista.
I took the interstate.
Y empecé a recordar algunas cosas.
And I began to remember a few things.
Algunos rótulos.
Some of the signs.
Pero yo no sabía si iba al este o al oeste.
I didn't know if I was going east or
no
west.
Tenía ninguna idea.
I had no idea.
Yo decidí manejar.
I just kept on going.
Y unos 30 minutos después,
and 30 minutes later,
vi un rótulo
and I saw a sign
que decía
that said,
salida a Disney.
Said, exit to Disney.
Canté un canto de gozo.
And I sang a song of happiness.
Cuando tú vienes a la iglesia,
when you come to church,
Dios te dice,
God tells you,
este es el buen camino.
This is the way, the
tomaste
road.
Una buena decisión en estar aquí.
You took a good decision in
este
here.
Es el lugar correcto.
This is the correct place.
Si tú no estuvieras aquí, ¿qué estarías haciendo?
If you weren't here, what would you be doing?
Alguien va a decir disfrutando la vida. Somebody could say enjoy the life.
Somebody who says enjoy the life.
Pero si tú lo evalúas, te vas a dar cuenta que este es el mejor lugar.
But if you evaluate it, you're going to realize that this is the best place.
Aquí tú recibes consejo de Dios.
Here you receive the advice of God.
Y quiero decirte de parte de Dios.
And I want to tell you in part of God.
Vas en la dirección correcta.
You're going in the right direction.
No te desanimes.
No te desanimes. Don't get weary.
Discouraged.
Discouraged. Yeah. Or weary, yes.
No te desanimes.
Don't get discouraged.
A veces pareciera que no sabes hacia dónde vas.
Sometimes it seems like you don't know where you're going.
Que perdiste la dirección.
That you lost your way.
Pero cuando vienes a este sitio,
but when you come here,
el Espíritu Santo te recuerda.
The Holy Spirit reminds you
que ese es el camino correcto.
This is the correct place, the correct road.
Estábamos cantando.
We were like singing.
Que nosotros creíamos que él era el camino.
And we were believing that it was the right way, the right road.
We estábamos cantando, creemos que tú eres el camino, la verdad y la vida.
We were singing that. Okay, we were singing that you are the way, Lord. It was in the song itself. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ahora hazle caso para seguir ese camino.
So now pay attention to this road, this place.
Ahora quiero poner el mismo ejemplo.
I want to give the same example.
Cuando vi un rótulo que recordaba que no era la dirección correcta en la autopista.
When I saw a sign on the interstate that was the incorrect local direction.
Aquí en este lugar también vas a escuchar.
In this place you're also going to hear.
Al Espíritu Santo cuando te dice no vas en la dirección correcta.
You're going to hear the Holy Spirit tell you you're going in the wrong direction.
Debes de escuchar al Espíritu Santo.
You need to listen to the Holy Spirit.
Porque el camino correcto no es el temor.
Because the correct way is not the
fear.
It's not with fear.
No es el enojo.
It's not with anger.
No es la frustración.
It's not with frustration.
Si eso te está pasando,
if this is happening to you,
el Señor te recuerda que ese no es el camino.
God is reminding you it's just not the right way.
Para algunos que están acá, el Espíritu Santo está hablando a su corazón de que van en el camino incorrecto.
For some of you that are here, the Holy Spirit is telling you right now you're in the right way.
Y te lo está diciendo porque te ama profundamente.
And he tells you this because he loves you profoundly.
Él quiere tener conexión contigo.
He wants to have connection with
él quiere
you.
Poder hablar contigo.
He wants to be able to speak with you.
Pero quiero que vengas conmigo a la Biblia nuevamente.
Come with me to the Bible again.
Y vamos a leer en Génesis 28.
Okay. Empezamos con el 13.
En en el versículo.
It's chapter 28 of Genesis, starting on verse 13. ¿Cuántos quiere que lea?
Yo te digo.
Just verse 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants.
Continue, please.
Oh, okay. 14. Your descendants shall also be like dust of the earth, and you shall spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and you and your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Continue.
Yes.
And behold, I am with you and will keep you for wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Mm-hmm. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.
Ciertamente Dios está en este lugar y yo no lo sabía.
God is in this place and I did not know it.
La casa de Dios es un lugar para que tomes conciencia de que Dios está aquí.
The house of God is a place for you to acknowledge that God is here.
Si tú no te das cuenta, if you don't,
if you're not aware,
nada tiene sentido en este lugar.
Nothing makes any sense here.
Vas a estar hablando a alguien que no está.
You're speaking to someone that isn't here.
La alabanza no tiene sentido porque ¿para qué voy a estar cantando? Me parece aburrido.
Why am I going to be singing praise and worship when I don't feel anything?
¿Entiendes que es importante que recuerdes quién está aquí?
It's important that you know who is here.
Nosotros a veces lo expresamos poéticamente diciéndole bienvenido, Señor.
Sometimes we express it poetically, you are welcome, Lord.
Pero es al contrario.
But it's in the contrary.
Esta es la casa de Dios.
This is the house of God.
Él es el que te da la bienvenida a este lugar.
He's the one that welcomes you to this
Él es
place.
El que te está esperando aquí.
He's the one that's waiting for you here.
Pero debes de entender que es Él el que está en este lugar.
But you have to understand that he's the one that's in this place.
Déjeme darle un ejemplo al respecto.
Let me give you an example in respect.
Yo conozco jóvenes
I know young people
en Guatemala que cuando van a la iglesia,
in Guatemala that when they go to church,
ellos se saludan, hola hermano, muy apropiadamente.
They say hello to each other very appropriately.
Pero cuando están fuera de la iglesia,
but when they're not in church,
ellos hablan totalmente diferente.
They speak totally different.
Yo conozco también esposos que son totalmente diferentes. Se comportan diferente en la iglesia con su esposa que afuera de la iglesia.
I know husbands that treat their wives differently when they're in church than when they're somewhere else.
Cuando está en la iglesia es muy amable.
When they're at church, they're very nice.
Y le dice, pasa adelante, mi amor, sierva de Dios.
And he says, go before me, my love.
Servant of God.
Servant of God.
Pero en la casa no pasa eso.
But that's not what happens at home.
Cuando están en el parqueo, le abre la puerta.
When they're in the parking lot of the church, he opens the door for her.
Y le dice, pasa y cierra la puerta muy caballerosamente.
Go in, my love, my heaven. And he closes the door tenderly.
Pero el día lunes,
but on Monday,
abre la puerta.
He opens the door.
Él sentado en el asiento del conductor.
He sits in the driver's seat.
Y le dice, hey, sube con el carro en marcha.
And he says, hey, get in the car with the car already running. The engine running. He's not moving, okay?
Lo que quiero ilustrar es que tú cambias cuando entiendes que estás en la casa de Dios.
What I'm trying to illustrate is that you are different when you're in the house of the Lord.
Porque aquí está Dios.
Because God is here.
Tú aquí no hablas con un lenguaje inadecuado.
When you're here, you don't speak angrily.
Tú no hablas palabras sucias.
You don't say dirty words.
Porque Dios está aquí.
Because God is here.
Por supuesto que Dios está contigo donde quiera que tú vayas.
You need to understand God is with you wherever you are.
Pero esta es su casa.
Where this house or your house.
Es la casa de Dios.
This is the house of God.
Así que yo quiero hablarle a los jóvenes un poco.
I want to speak to the young people a little bit.
Quiero decirles, queridos jóvenes,
loved young people,
que nada va a tener sentido si no saben que Dios está aquí.
I can't hear you.
Nothing makes sense if you don't realize that God is here.
Nothing makes sense if you don't realize that God is here. I just couldn't hear him.
Yo sé que no es fácil para ustedes estar aquí.
I know that it's not easy for you to be here.
Porque ustedes quieren estar haciendo varias cosas a la vez.
Because you want to be doing several things at the same time.
Quieren estar en Facebook y quieren estar viendo Spotify y quieren estar en Instagram.
You want to be on Facebook and Instagram and blah, blah, blah.
Good translation.
Muchas gracias.
Pero recuerden que están aquí porque Dios los ama.
But remember that you're here because God loves you.
Y Él quiere tener una conversación contigo.
And He wants to speak to you and converse with you.
Quiere estar conectado contigo.
He wants to connect with you.
¿No necesitas internet para conectarte con Dios?
You don't need internet to be with God.
Este es un buen lugar para estar.
It's a great place to be.
Nunca lo subestimes.
You'll never regret it.
Hay personas que estiman más estar.
There are people that love more to be.
Iba a decir en la playa, pero me recordé la foto de Tony.
But they remembered the photo that we just watched of Tony Hawk on his little flamingo.
Hay personas que prefieren estar en otro sitio.
There are people that just prefer to be other places.
Viendo televisión.
Watching TV.
Texteando.
Texting.
No, casi no se oye un ruido aquí, ¿no?
I can't hear a sound in here.
Es que es importante, iglesia, que recordemos por qué estamos aquí.
We just need to understand why we're a church.
No es porque tú eres bueno.
It's not because you're good.
No es porque tú seas alguien super espiritual.
Not because you're super spiritual.
Es porque Dios te invitó a tener una conexión y una conversación con Él.
It's because God invited you to have a connection and a conversation with Him.
Y quiero terminar diciendo, quiero darte un nuevo punto, quiero terminar con otro punto.
And I want to make another point.
Cuando dice cosas terribles esta.
Okay. ¿A dónde estamos ahora? 28.
Let me see.
Okay, this is Genesis chapter 28, verse number 17. And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Continúo.
No, hasta ahí. ¿Por qué dijo Jacob que ese era un lugar? En mi traducción dice terrible.
Why did Jacob in his translation say that this is a terrible place?
Mira, es importante que lo hablemos.
Listen, it's important that you hear this.
Dios está aquí y Él es absolutamente santo.
God is here and He's absolutely saint.
Perfecto.
Perfect.
Sin mancha.
Without any spots.
¿Y tú?
And you?
Por eso Jacob entiende, soy un pecador, voy a morir, lo que dijo Isaías también.
For this, Jacob realized, I'm a sinner and I'm going to die.
Recuerda cuando Isaías está delante de Dios y dice, soy hombre de labios inmundos. Isaac.
And Isaac said, soy un hombre.
Soy un hombre.
I'm a man.
De labios inmundos.
With lips, but no world.
No, dirty.
Oh, with dirty lips.
Es que él entendió que no era perfecto.
He understood that he was not perfect.
Jacob lo hizo.
Jacob did it.
Y cuando estamos delante de Dios, debemos de recordar que nosotros no somos perfectos.
And when we stand before God, we need to recognize that we are not perfect.
Y que estar aquí no es acerca de nosotros.
And to be here, it's not to be near us.
Quiero decirle esto con todo respeto.
I want to say this to you with all respect.
Tú no eres el centro del universo.
You are not the center of the universe.
Esto es importante que lo hablemos.
We need to speak of this. It's important.
Porque hay corrientes de pensamiento en
there
la iglesia
are people in the church that think
que dicen Dios te ha traído para bendecirte, para darte, para oír que todas tus peticiones y te las va a conceder.
God brought you because he's going to give you all kinds of things.
Y solo tienes que decirlo y lo vas a recibir.
And you just have to say it and you're going to receive it.
Y eso no pasa.
That's not how it works. It doesn't happen.
¿Cuántos de ustedes han recibido todo lo que han pedido?
How many of you have received everything that you've ever asked for?
Yo en un tiempo creí que era suficiente solo decir que lo iba a recibir.
There was a time that I thought all I had to do was say it and I would receive it.
Y por eso hay mucha gente frustrada en la iglesia.
And then that's why a lot of people are frustrated with the church.
Y algunos dicen, me voy de la iglesia porque Dios no me responde.
And some say, I'm leaving the church because God doesn't listen to me and he doesn't respond to me.
Es que no se trata acerca de ti, se trata acerca de Jesucristo.
It's just that it's not about you, it's about Jesus Christ.
Él es el centro de todo.
He's the center of everything.
Y si el rey dice no,
and if the king says no,
¿qué vas a hacer tú?
What are you going to do?
Es importante que lo hablemos iglesia porque este no es un lugar.
It's important that we come to church because this is a place.
Al que tú vengas porque es un lugar divertido.
It's not because it's a fun place.
Because?
Huh?
It's a funny place.
Because it is a fun place. You come because it's a fun place.
Puede que haya diversión.
It's okay if there's a little bit of fun.
El otro domingo vas a ir al tobogán, al slide.
The other Sunday you're going to go down the slide.
Y lo vas a disfrutar.
And you're going to have a good time.
Pero el motivo por el cual vienes a este sitio no debe ser el aire acondicionado o las butacas.
It's not the AC or the chairs.
Yo conozco gente que se ha cambiado de iglesia para tener butacas con conexión de, para sus aplicaciones de internet en su butaca.
He knows people that have changed churches because they're looking for a place that had internet in their seating.
Porque tienen alta velocidad.
Because they're very fast. They have fast internet in that church.
¿Qué es lo que pasa?
What is wrong with them?
¿Qué es lo que pasa en la mente del cristiano que llega a un punto de perder de vista?
What is wrong with the Christian mind to end up with a time to lose sight of the right things?
Que Dios quiere tener conexión contigo.
God just wants to have connection with you.
Pero no porque tú eres el centro.
But not because you're the center.
Dios es el rey.
God is the king.
¿Puede decirlo conmigo? Dios es el rey.
You can say it with us. God is the king. Dios es el rey.
God is the king.
God is the king.
Not me.
Not me.
Lo último que quiero decirte hoy.
And the last thing that I want to say to you today.
Es que Jacob cuando se despierta.
When Jacob wakes up,
dice unas palabras interesantes.
He says some interesting things.
Here, please.
20. Genesis chapter 28, verse 20. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me on this journey that I take, and will give me food to eat and garments to wear, and I return to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God.
And
this stone which I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all thou dost give me, I will surely give a tenth to thee." This is written very microscopically.
Jacob hace un compromiso con Dios.
God made a compromise with God.
Este es un lugar para hacer compromiso con Dios.
This is the place that you can actually make a compromise with God.
Él se conecta contigo y conversa contigo.
He connects with you, he talks to you.
Y él espera que tú hagas compromiso con él.
And he waits for you to, it's, the word isn't compromise, it's...
It's not exactly.
It's what?
A covenant. Could be a covenant.
Covenant is better.
But it's an old
covenant
word,
with
no?
him. It's an old word.
But
it's,
anyway, God, Dios está esperando una respuesta.
God is waiting for a response.
De ti.
From you.
¿Qué le respondes a Dios?
What do you answer to God?
Nosotros en Guatemala tenemos muchísimas iglesias.
In Guatemala, we have a lot of churches.
Hay mega iglesias y hay iglesias muy pequeñas.
There's mega churches and little churches.
Tenemos iglesias con mucho lujo e iglesias muy pobres.
There are churches that are very poor and some that are luxurious.
Hay iglesias que son como la mitad del tamaño del altar.
There are churches that are the half the size of the altar.
Y con un techo de lámina muy bajo.
With a metal, low metal roof.
Utilizan unas tablas para sentarse sobre unos blocks.
Benches on, over blocks mm-hmm. to sit down on.
Y ahí está Dios.
And God is there.
Dios es Dios en Guatemala, en Estados Unidos y en todo el universo.
God is the same in Guatemala, in the United States, and in the whole universe.
Pero deberíamos de pensar cuál es nuestra respuesta a lo que Él nos está invitando.
But we should be thinking about what is our response mm-hmm. to...
About what is He saying.
About what He's saying.
Compromiso. Compromiso.
Covenant. Covenant.
Esta palabra no es una palabra usual en nuestra cultura del día de hoy.
This is not a usual word in our culture today.
Nos gusta visitar la iglesia.
We like to visit the church.
Lo estoy diciendo en términos de personas en Guatemala.
I'm speaking about people in Guatemala.
Les encanta ser del fans club de Jesús.
They love to be in the fans club of Jesus.
Dicen, bien hecho, Jesús.
They say, way to go, Jesus.
Adelante, Jesús.
Go forward, Jesus.
Quiero más, Jesús.
I want more, Jesus.
Pero no se comprometen con nada.
But they don't, I've got to have a better word. They will not commit to anything.
Commit is commit. Much better. Mucho commit. Bien. Sí, está muy bien.
I'm so happy. Commit.
Me too. Compromiso. ¿Eres tú una persona comprometida con tu iglesia?
He's looking for a person that's committed to the church.
¿Has pensado en eso?
Have you thought about that?
¿Hasta dónde llega tu compromiso?
Have you made a good commitment, a strong commitment?
Hay personas que me dicen, Pastor, el próximo domingo no voy a estar en la iglesia.
Some people say, Pastor, next week I'm not going to be at church.
Porque tengo un almuerzo con la familia.
Because I'm going out to breakfast with my family.
Lunch.
Lunch.
Tengo que, el próximo domingo, tiene que ir con los niños a la piscina.
And the next Sunday I have to go with the children to the pool.
Pero tal vez voy a llegar dentro de dos o tres domingos.
But maybe in two or three Sundays I might come.
Y yo les respondo.
And I respond.
No me lo digas a mí, díselo a Dios.
Don't tell me, tell God.
Explícale a Dios tus razones.
Tell Jesus your reasoning for what you're doing.
Y vamos a ver si la excusa es buena para Dios.
And let's see if the excuse is good for God.
Dios espera que sus hijos se comprometan con Él.
God expects your children to commit with Him.
Completamente.
Completely.
Completamente.
Completely.
No cuando puedes.
Not when you can.
No cuando el clima está bien.
Not when we have good weather.
Es completamente, todo el tiempo y en todo lugar.
Always, all the time, in the church, in the place.
Even the weather is not perfect, even if you don't have the time, even if you don't have the strength to be awake on Sunday morning,
God is expecting you to be committed with him. Dale una respuesta al Señor hoy.
Give God an answer.
To God. Answer to God.
Answer to God.
Piensa en lo que estamos hablando.
Think about what we're talking about.
El Rey de Reyes.
The King of Kings.
Señor de Señores.
Lord of Lords.
Está aquí.
He's right here.
Y esa escalera hacia el cielo.
And the ladder towards heaven, to heaven.
Es Jesús.
Is Jesus.
En lo alto está su Padre.
In the height and the top, in the heavens is the Father.
Y te está invitando.
And he's inviting you.
A tener una conversación con él.
To have a conversation with him.
Y quiero recordarte lo primero que Dios le está diciendo a Jacob.
And I want to remind you of the first things that God said to Jacob.
Yo quiero y voy a estar contigo.
I want to be with you.
Escúchalo.
Listen to him.
Si tienes que cambiar de dirección porque vas en sentido incorrecto,
if you have to change direction because you're going the wrong way,
si tienes que hacer ajustes en tu vida,
if you have to make adjustments in your life,
este es el lugar correcto.
This is the correct place.
Dios no te acusa.
God is not accusing you.
Dios te está amando.
God is loving you.
Y espera que nos comprometamos con él.
And he wants you to commit with him.
¿Y sabes por qué me comprometí yo con Dios?
Do you know why I committed to God?
Cuando entendí que él se comprometió totalmente conmigo. Cuando entendí que Dios se comprometió totalmente conmigo.
That God committed himself completely for me.
Dio lo mejor de él.
He gave the best of himself.
Ha estado pendiente de mí toda mi vida.
He was always aware of me my whole life.
En mis peores momentos ahí estuvo el Señor.
And in my worst moments he was right there.
Y ahora puedo decir.
And now I can say.
Que Dios me ama.
That God loves me.
Comprométete con el Señor. Comprométete con el Señor hoy.
Commit to Christ today.
No sé si mañana vamos a tener el tiempo, la oportunidad.
We don't know if tomorrow we're going to have the opportunity or the time.
No desprecies al Señor.
Don't. Despreces a Dios.
Don't underestimate.
Don't underappreciate him.
Right.
Yeah. Some of these words don't exist. You have to.
Mm-hmm. It's not easy. It's not easy. Trata el día de hoy de pensar think que todo el amor de Dios está disponible para ti.
Think that today that the love of Christ is available to you.
Y si algo malo pasó en los últimos días,
and if something bad happened in the last few days,
no tiene por qué seguir así.
It doesn't have to continue in that direction.
Hoy es día de cambiar.
Today is the day to change.
Así que, ¿por qué no nos ponemos de pie y oramos?
So let's stand up and pray.
Jesús es la escalera de Jacob.
Jesus is the ladder of Jacob.
Así que no hay nada que interrumpa.
So there's nothing to interrupt us.
No hay nada que impida el que tú hables con el Señor.
Nothing that keeps you from talking to the Lord.
Te invito a que cierres tus ojos o tomes la actitud de oración que tú normalmente tomas.
You can close your eyes or take the attitude that you take when you pray.
Y recuerda quién está aquí.
And remember who's here.
Recuerda que no hay mérito alguno en ti. No hay mérito.
Remember that there's no merit.
Alguno en ti o en mí.
There's no merit in you or in me or in I.
Que no hay nada especial en nosotros.
There's nothing special about us.
Que nos califique.
That qualifies us.
Para estar con Dios.
To be with God.
Nada.
Nothing.
No somos tan especiales, hermanos.
We're not so special, brothers.
Él sí es especial.
God is special.
Señor, gracias por esta por este momento.
Lord, thank you for this moment.
De conexión contigo.
Of connecting with you.
Gracias a Dios por hablar a cada uno.
Thank you for speaking to everyone here.
Te pido en el nombre de Jesús,
I ask in the name of Jesus,
que a través de tu Espíritu Santo
and through the Holy Spirit,
nos digas si vamos en la dirección correcta.
Tell us if we're going in the right direction.
Tome un momento para hablar con el Señor al respecto.
Now take a moment and speak respectfully with the Lord.
Pregúntale a Él si vas en la dirección correcta.
Ask him, am I going in the right direction?
Pregúntale si estás haciendo lo que es bueno delante de Él.
Ask him if you're doing the thing that's good before him.
Recuerda que Él te conoce.
Remember, he knows you.
Él sabe exactamente cómo eres.
He knows exactly how you are.
Solo háblale a Él un momento.
Just speak to him in the moment.
Señor, aquí estamos.
Lord, here we are.
Dinos cómo estamos hoy.
Tell us how we are today.
Delante de ti.
In your presence.
Y te damos gracias.
And we give you thanks.
Porque hoy tú quieres hablar a nuestra vida.
Because today you want to speak into our lives.
Para que seamos felices en ti.
So that we can be happy in you.
Gracias, Señor, por estar en este lugar.
Thank you, Lord, for being in this place.
Hoy tomo conciencia.
Today I take consciously
de que tú estás siempre en este sitio.
That you're always here.
Porque tú has prometido.
Because you have promised
estar aquí.
To be here.
Y te pido en el nombre de Jesús,
and I ask you in the name of Jesus,
que manifiestes tu presencia,
that you manifest your presence,
en cada vida, en cada familia,
in every life, in every family.
Ahora, hermano, respóndele al Espíritu Santo.
Now, brother, respond to the Holy Spirit.
Hermana, respóndale al Espíritu Santo.
Sister, respond to the Holy Spirit.
Compromiso. Commitment.
With commitment.
Commitment with him. An absolute commitment with him. Without any restriction.
With no reservations.
No reservations. No más espacios en nuestro corazón sin Dios.
Leave no empty spaces in your heart other than Christ. All filled with Christ.
Llénate del Espíritu Santo.
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y recuerda que siempre.
And remember that always.
Que tú necesites de Dios.
That you need God.
Él prometió.
He promised.
Estar contigo.
He would be with you.
Y amarte siempre.
And to always, always love you forever.
Y por eso le damos gracias a Dios.
And for that we thank the Lord.
¿Le podemos dar un aplauso al Señor?
Can we clap to the Lord?
Thank you, Lord.